Hello and welcome to Straight From The Off, a podcast based around the amateur football scene of our fantastic city of Liverpool. I'm Michael Watson, and each episode we'll bring to you a local footballer, past or present, who'll share their stories of glory and despair with us on Straight From The Off. So, as I've said before, 2022, the podcast is sponsored by Leduso Activewear Clothing, top-notch gear, so check them out on Instagram. I'll post stuff to links to the website, things like that. They do great activewear, which is a blend of style and obviously comfort. Check the lads out, some boss stuff there. This episode is sponsored by Callum Hilton Fitness. I'll tag him on the Instagram stuff. He offers one-to-one personal training, boxing coach, pads, pair sessions, group classes at Four Corners Boxing Gym, which is just off Long Lane by the Jacobs. They do good sessions there for teams. So basically, if you're a footy team and you want to get in a bit of shape, he can get you in as a squad, work out a night, split the cost between you all, which is basically buttons, and then he'll put you through the mill to make sure that the team that you're playing on Sunday isn't fitter than you, or Saturday, or whatever day you play. So have a little look at Callum Hilton Fitness on Instagram. Thanks for the donation to the local teams, Callum. Much appreciated, mate. So today's guest is one for the Evertonians, basically. So because we've got a few wins at Liverpool, we've had loads of the Liverpool lads on, and everyone's on my case all the time saying you're biased towards Liverpool. I'm not. I just don't know that many of the ex Everton lads. So by all means, if you want to come on the show, I've been trying to get Peter Reid for ages. He's too busy slating the Tory government, which I'm all for, but I'd love to get him on the podcast. That would be great. But this episode, we're going to welcome to the show Michael Branch.
Thanks, mate.
Welcome to the show, mate. So, as we always start here, Branchy, how old were you when you first started playing footy? Who did you play for? And what team did you support?
So, I started about 8, 9.
Yeah.
APH.
Oh, team. APH, yeah. Yeah, oh, yeah. Proper team then.
Proper team. So, walked down to the manager's house. He lived by the Chippy, by Steve's Chippy in Egworth. Knocked on his door. Said I was a bit small and that, but I could join in. Yeah. A couple of years older, I think it was under 10s. So I went up after the first training session or that first couple of weeks I was in the team.
Yeah. Recent. Done the business in your first session, yeah?
Yeah. Thought I was playing for Juventus in the black and white kit.
Yeah, no, they're a proper established club. A few mates who play for APH over the years, and they're proper legendary club, aren't they? Especially down the South End, proper top notch.
Yeah, I remember watching my dad play there as well for a few times. I'm sure he played for them. Used to have the yacht at the bottom, but it's gone now. But yeah, it brings back memories.
Yeah, proper clash, mate. So were you always a Blue?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Always a Blue, as long as I can remember. Even though my dad's a mad Red, he was always trying to make me be a Red. But I think because they released him, I didn't like them, know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah. So obviously people who listen to the show will know about Maxi Branch and that playing the Dingle Rail, captain of the National Cup winning side. Obviously played for Liverpool, didn't he? Was it up to reserve level?
Yeah, yeah, he played for the reserves. Three-year pro there, so yeah, should have went on somewhere else, but things happen.
Yeah, all the older fellas who obviously speak about the great players from the past and in the amateur game, a lot of them mention Maxi Branch and how good he was as a sweeper and that. Would he have been able to contain you back in the day or what?
I've had this argument with him how many times. He's like, I'd love to play against you. I'd just kick you everywhere. I said, you wouldn't be able to catch me.
Never mind that. That's the old dad and lad conversation, isn't it?
Yeah, I wouldn't be able to catch me.
Well, brilliant, mate. So so obviously, your dad was a keen footy player. So from as a youngster, were you just always into footy, always with a ball?
Yeah, I think from about as long as I can remember, 8, 9, from then onwards, it was always a ball. And then I got picked up by Everton under-10s.
Yeah.
So then I was at Belfield a couple of times a week.
Yeah.
We didn't have a car at the time, so we lived in Egworth getting up to Belfield.
Bit of a mish.
Yeah, so Sid was my scout. Yeah. Sid Benson.
Yeah, yeah.
So he used to come down and get us.
Legendary fella. He's picked every kid up, hasn't he, at some point.
Amazing. And he never drove himself. Yeah. So he'd always get someone up to drive. But yeah, I love Sid.
Yeah, boss, mate. So from what primary school did you go to in that? What, juniors?
So I went to Sudley.
Sudley, yeah.
Sudley. Funny you should say, we're only talking today. Someone was asking me about Pedro. He does Everton Toffee, I think it is. And We seen a picture of him the other day. Someone sent me. We won the like five a side Echo Cup or Liverpool Cup something at Anfield for Sudley.
Right.
That was the first time I played in a big stadium.
Yeah, that was your first taste of like proper glory. Yeah,
yeah. It was amazing.
So, what was the school side like? Decent.
No, we were good. You know, to be fair. Yeah, we had a good. We had four or five decent players. I think like three of us ended up at clubs.
Yeah, decent.
So
that
was decent at that age.
And then it was St. Margaret's senior school. Yeah,
St. Margaret's for a few years. Yeah. More of a cricket school than football, but we had an all right team.
Yeah.
Played for the schoolboys, and then from there went to St. Margaret's. So I think there was two of us who played for the schoolboys who went to St. Margaret's.
Yeah. So did you do schoolboys from junior school as well last year?
Yeah, so
obviously you go into seniors with a bit of a reputation then as being like one of the best 20-odd kids
in the city. Yeah. So straight away, like, and the teacher finds out you've played for the schoolboys and all that, you're in the team. And we didn't have the greatest team, though. Our team was a bit poor.
Well, I remember my good mate Dave Jones, he's had an episode on the podcast. He was a great fullback back in the day. And he said, I've got a story about Branch. He said, we're playing for Vizach and we drew St. Margaret's in the Echo Cup. And he said, you end up beating them about 8-2 or something, or 8-0 might have been. He said, you helped yourself to about 6 or 7. I said, he was massive, just like a proper man boy, just throwing kids everywhere.
Yeah.
And he said, he went home and said to his ma, should have seen, and his half fella, should have seen this kid then playing for St. Margaret's. And then about 2 days later, he was having his tea, tucking into his chips and beans, and he said, and you popped up on Blue Peter.
No way.
And he went, there's that lad who ragged us the other week on Blue, and you were on Blue Peter.
Oh, I'm not sure about being massive and throwing people around, but I remember the Blue Peter thing.
So how did that come about? Did he just get in touch with you, like, through school?
School and that,
Was it from footy, like, were you on there?
Football.
Yeah, so they were saying, like, oh, Michael scored all kinds of goals.
Yeah. I think it was something to do with Lillishaw or that at the time, I'm not sure.
Get down there on the set and that. What can you remember just thinking, this is weird, this, like?
Just weird all the time. Like, my mum or my dad kept a scrapbook, know what I mean, and in the Echo all the time, playing schoolboys and for your school. And then I played for a Sunday team called Denbane. I don't think they go anymore, from Eton.
Right, yeah.
But it was like, I think all of us ended up at clubs. Like, Gerard played, Tom Coleshaw, a few others went to Tramie and all that. We had an unbelievable team.
Yeah, so were they just like handing out pastings all the time?
Yeah, I think we won one game 32-0. I scored 16. It's like crazy, you know what I mean?
Hey, I'll be happy with that in a season, me.
16's a decent
innings. 16's a decent innings.
Yeah, but back then it was a. You know what it was like? It was 11 a side, big goals, but we were all still tiny.
Yeah.
Score from anywhere.
Yeah, no, boss. So when you went to the schoolboys then, around in your age group, was there any other players that we'd know from clubs or?
Not really, no, not Liverpool schoolboys. Obviously, I only done junior schoolboys because I went to the national school.
Yeah,
and then
right.
We weren't allowed to play for 14s and 15s then.
Yeah, sounds. When you go to the national school, I spoke to Carrot about this and basically the selection and all that, and he was saying Liverpool and Steve Iwate didn't particularly want him to go because they were saying, you know, we think you're one of the best kids in the country, but we'd rather us develop you than the FA and the school system. So how do you sort of find out? Did you just get invited to the trial?
No, so every club could send 3 or 4 of their players who were in their academy for trials. So I think it's about 5,000 go for trials sent by a club. You had to get sent by a club.
Yeah.
And then it's over a year. So you go your regional trials first, Northwest. Yeah. You get through them, then you'll go to your national ones. And then say there's 100 first time. A couple of months later, we'll go back down. There'll only be 50 of us. Go next week, 30 of us. So it just keeps getting dwindled down. Just waiting for a letter to see if you've got through to the next stage.
Yeah, so that was in like third year senior, is it?
Did so I had 3 years. I had 3 years in St. Margaret's. Then for me, last 2 years, I went to national school.
Yeah, so obviously a couple of Scouts lads went there, didn't they? Franny Jeffers went a year below. So it was, then again, he'd have been 2 years younger than you, Fran.
Oh, yeah, Franny wasn't there when I was there.
Yeah.
So in my year above me was Carragher and Cassidy.
Yeah.
They were Scousers. In my year, we had Tom Coleshaw, John O'Toole, John Marshall, who sadly died. He was joining Everton with me. And below us, we had Michael Owen, Michael Ball, Wes Brown. Yeah. Some good players.
Carrick and them, were they at that age or the year below again?
The year low again.
Because Gerrard didn't get in, did he? Quite famously.
I wasn't sure whether he didn't get in or he didn't want to go, I'm not sure. Yeah. But yeah, he's probably one of the big ones.
It's mad, isn't it? So how did you find sort of like leaving schoolboy footy and Everton? So I'd have to go there full time.
At the time, we're only at Everton like a couple of times a week. It's not like now where they're in out nearly every night at the academy. So it was just football every day, and I wanted to go. So it was a little break from my dad.
From telling him he'd smash you.
Yeah. So 2 years away from him. No, I'm only joking. Mum and dad used to come down on a Sunday to come and watch us play. We'd play all the other clubs. They'd come up, bring a team up.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, we'd end up smashing them as well.
Yeah, no, but mad. And then obviously you do the education thing there, don't you, as well? I was asking Cara sort of, because I could never get my head around how it works. So you went to a school just up the road, didn't you?
Yeah, so your normal high school, but we'd only go for like 2.5 days a week.
Yeah, and then
so it'd be like maybe one full day and the others were just halves.
And then, so how often did you just get to, was matches, did you basically train every day and then one or two matches a week?
Trained every day and every match every Sunday.
Yeah, decent.
Yeah, so it was decent. Obviously, you're playing with supposedly the best other 15 players in the country, so
you
got to up your game. It was really good.
So when it comes to passion out there, you go back to your club. When you go back, is it in that 2 years of being away, has that completely changed then? Is it more like, because obviously, you're 16, aren't you, when you go back?
Yeah, 16. So you leave school and then join your club.
Yeah.
So when you're at the national school, obviously you lose touch with your mates. You can't play Saturday, Sunday with your mates no more. You can't play schoolboys with your mates. So it is a bit strange. And then you come back. All right, so when we were at the national school, half terms, end of term, Evan did invite me in. So I'd go in and train still with the lads, just keep my feet on the table sort of thing. And
just to keep you like acquainted with the club.
Yeah. So Mike Walker had me in training with the first team when I was home on home leaves and that.
Yeah.
So I'd be like 15, 16, I'll be training with the first team. So
Then you roll back into Everton full time.
Yeah.
What's it like then going like full time? So did you go back and do like a YT?
So I started YT, yeah.
Yeah.
So obviously I joined just after the cup final.
Yeah.
That was the end of 94-95 season. Then I joined. So whenever we went back after school, say August. And then I was YT till my birthday in October when I turned pro.
Yeah. So what was that? How did the conversation go where they said, come and sign a pro?
I think it was always nailed on. That's part of why I signed for Evan. The deal was you'll be YT for however many months till your birthday. Then you'd sign X amount of years pro.
Yeah, bosh.
Because at the time, all the clubs are coming to the national school and all trying to get you to sign there, you know what I mean?
Yeah, because that's where they're looking, I suppose, isn't it? Yeah.
So I had only three that I was really looking at, which were Liverpool, Man U, and Everton. Obviously, I would never go to Liverpool.
No.
No.
Wasn't on the cards at all.
No, so it was Man U, Everton. Looking back, Man U had the better youth system, you know what I mean? But I've gone with my heart. Always wanted to play for Everton.
Yeah.
So I've gone there. And I wouldn't change that. Wouldn't change that choice.
So after you've gone in there, what was he like, Mike Walker?
I didn't really know that much of him, to be honest with you. He just used to get me in, have a little chat, but that was it.
Yeah, and then obviously the 95 final. So did you go to the final?
I did. I remember going to Leeds. We played Tottenham in the semis up at Leeds.
Yeah.
Went up with my dad's mates in the back of a tranny van.
Oh, right, so you just went as a fan, yeah?
Yeah, obviously I didn't go with my dad because he's a Red, so I was just up there in a tranny van and running on the pitch at the end.
Yeah,
trying to grab a shirt. And then, I don't know, about 6 months later, I'm playing with them all, you know what I mean?
Yeah, that's mad, that, isn't it?
So, went to the final. Obviously, I had to get a day release from Lillishaw to go down, but they let me go down.
Yeah, so basically joining Everton then, like, I know I'm not like trying to take the piss or nothing, but that must have been the best time. They've won a trophy, the buzzing, everything's like buzzing.
Yeah.
You know, that must have been the best time to...
Yeah, we're thinking, I'm joining, thinking we turn the corner, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
We haven't won nothing for years and now we've just won that. Well, it's still not a great squad and all that, but we can build off it.
The United basically at that point... You're looking at them thinking these are unbeatable, and Everton went and they proper turned them over, didn't they?
Yeah, it was amazing. Still can't get over it.
Yeah, I always remember about that game, like, along with Liverpoolian, I proper loved Neville Southall. Yeah. Just like unbelievable goalie. You're like, you know, there's no getting away from him. He's probably the best goalie you've ever seen. And in the game, like, there's all madness going on in corners. And I've seen the one where he just catches the ball without jumping.
No.
There's like a crowd and a big long ball goes up in the air from someone. And he doesn't even jump. And he's crowded out and you just see his two hands go up and just grab the ball. And I always remember just thinking, wow, what a goalie he is. Yeah. You know what I mean?
What a fella though as well. I mean, character, know what I mean?
Yeah.
Remember being like 15, 16, going in the changes and he'd take the piss, know what I mean? Like, character building, I suppose, back then, know what I mean? You wouldn't get away with half of it today, but you'd be like, oh, I hope Nev's not in here.
Yeah, he'll be leaving
alone. Oh, yeah, just hide in the corner, just not make eye contact with him. But he was brilliant. I love Nev.
What was it like coming up against the likes of him in training, I suppose, you know?
He fancied himself up front all the time, so he'd play out a lot.
Did he?
Yeah. I do remember one of the first shooting sessions with him, and we were doing shooting, and literally, we were having shots, and he wasn't using his arms. He just had them by his side, just diving, throwing his body, throwing his head, throwing anything in the way but his arms. Unbelievable.
Just to throw a leveler out there,
just like, wow.
Crazy, that. So when you first got round the first team, who were the strikers there at the time, obviously?
So
in the final, it was like, right, out. Ferguson was just cup tied or suspended or in jail or something. Yeah. No, he played, did he play? Didn't he? Yeah, yeah.
So obviously Dunk, ride out.
Barlow, he would have been there, wouldn't he? Yeah.
Amakachi?
Yeah, Amakachi, yeah. He left after that season probably, didn't he?
Remember being in the youth team? It must have been just as I come back from Lillishaw, so I'm waiting to join or I've just started that summer and he lived facing the APH playing field, so up the road from me and Egbert.
Oh, did he? Yeah, yeah.
So I had a game that Saturday, so I walked up Friday night, knocked on his door, and his maids answered, and I was like, is Daniel there? She's like, no, he's not seeing no one. I said, no, I'm playing tomorrow with him, just seeing if I can get a lift off him.
She thinks you come for an autograph. Yeah. Belter. Yeah. No, he's not shining anything for no kids today.
No, I'm like, no, I'm playing up front tomorrow with him.
Did she get him? Did
yeah, she got him. He was like, he didn't know who it was.
Didn't he know?
I think he thought I was taking a piss. Picked me up in his black Porsche.
Did he? Yeah. So you've rolled in with ammo?
Yeah, made up.
He's probably thought, this little bastard's coming to try and take my place here. I'm going to have to keep him at arm's length.
I think Ryder thought that as well.
Yeah, I'm not surprised. Yeah. Obviously, because you've been a national school, you've obviously got a reputation as a kid who's doing damage.
Yeah.
Would he charm with you though? You know?
Majority of them was, yeah. Obviously, you're going to get the... And I think it's when people are at certain stages of the career, I'm just coming onto the scene. Some players that end in their career, maybe they just feel a bit.
Yeah. So are they giving it that in training? You know, I've seen it in training myself. You know, when a kid comes in training and he's doing all right, but everyone's going, sort your touch out. And, just making it a bit bang on that, you know. Tiring you and all that.
I won't mention no names, but we were playing a circle game. It's like my first couple of weeks at Everton. I'm training with the first team. It's been fired into me and fired it off and an older pro centre forward smashed me, you know. I thought, can't let him get away with that.
Yeah.
Next minute, waiting for him to get the ball, I flew into him, smashed him in half. He grabbed me. All that nearly scrapping first 2 weeks.
Boss. Yeah, but suppose like...
Well, my dad was saying, you can't let them alone. I mean, you're just one of them now. You can't let them walk all over you.
Yeah, so you've shown a bit of character as well. Yeah. I bet you the gaffer was made up with that.
Yeah.
So what was it like playing under like Sir Royal and that? Obviously, he had a little soft spot for you, didn't he? And come in for you later on.
Yeah, I mean, obviously, Joe gave me my debut
at
Old Trafford. So I always got good things to say about him. He loved me, you know what I mean? He's always used to call me the kid. And, he tried to get me at Man City. Went there on loan, then he tried to buy me.
Yeah.
Howard Kendall, he was probably one of my favourites. To them all.
Yeah, it's just legends, Eddie. Yeah. For all, every Blue's got a soft spot for Howard.
Yeah, so I signed schoolboys under Howard.
Yeah.
So he come and picked us up with his driver, took me, my mum, my dad out for the Chinese Chinatown.
Always right.
Yes. Yeah,
which one did you go in?
I think we're the
New Capital.
On the left. Yeah,
North,
New Capital.
North Garden.
Yeah, New Capital.
And all the Dingleheads love the New Capital. My mates took me in there from work. Yeah.
So we're having a scran and that, and then finished, and he said, pointed to me and my mum, right, used to, off you go. He's staying out with me and kept my dad out till all hours. Did he? Yeah. Drunk.
No way, boss. Surprised he never shined him on. He still could have been playing then.
Yeah.
So, obviously, your dreams have come true. You're a pro. You're playing for Everton. You're in there with Southall, Duncan Ferguson, you know. All these, Gary Speed was there, wasn't he, as well? at that time, or was he a little, was he a
no,
bit
he
after?
Was there. Yeah. He was there.
What
yeah.
was he like? Just
he was a great prom. Yeah, I was only seeing the other day. Actually, I put a new Instagram picture up, and it's me, Duncan, Gary Speed, and it's like, wow.
Yeah, it's obviously a travesty, isn't it? Because like everyone says, how much of like an unbelievable fella he was as well.
Great pro and just like a nice fella. You know
fantastic
I mean?
Player as well. Yeah. Badly underrated one. He was like one of the first Premier League generals, wasn't he? You know, with like Ince, Keane, you know, all that. David Batty, all them fellas. Tim Sherwood, you know. Yeah. All them, they were all like the same type of ilk, weren't they? Box to box. Whereas now, you haven't really got many box to box midfielders. They either attack or they defend, don't they? There's not many. Yeah, there's not many that do it all, you know what I mean? But when you look back at the players Everton had at that time,
I remember like being training, watching Kanchelskis and thinking, "Wow."
Yeah, he's probably obviously Rooney was off the scale, but Kanchelskis is probably the best Everton player I've seen in you know my teenage years. And I remember he ripped us apart at Anfield. He was unbelievable. Yeah. So
some
fast.
Of the stuff he'd do in training, I'd be like, "What." Yeah, crazy.
What was he like as a fella as well? Because his lads are still a mad blue, isn't he?
Is he, yeah?
Yeah, see
I
him,
liked
he's
him. He was
Twitter
funny, you know, he's funny.
Was he?
I got on all right with him.
Was he sound?
Yeah. I liked it, Limpar as well. Limpar got on really well with Landers.
Yeah,
he was a player as well.
Yeah, he was just technically brilliant, wasn't he, Limpar?
Yeah.
Yeah, I didn't mind it. Him and Kanchelskis, you know, as a young red, I was thinking, decent them, like, what boss. So, how are you sort of finding the pro game, you know, you're only a young lad and you're going, as you say then, debut against Man United. What did he say to you about the squad? And that they say, look, you're with us, Saturday, or did you travel a few times first?
I think I'd already travelled a few times, and then it was a night game at Old Trafford, February, night game, cold, and I remember being on the bench, I think we were already 2-0 down then, and he's turned to Anders, I'm sitting next to Anders, and he said to Anders, should we put the kid on? And Anders is like, yeah, get him on. So, here we go.
He probably couldn't be asked chasing Giggsy down the line or something, could he?
So, 17, know what I mean? You've got no fear, have you? You just want to get out there. Like, I'm still got full of confidence. I'm still scoring in the youth team and that, and in the resis. So, I've gone out there and like, yeah, let's go. First ball down the line. Palace does put me on the weights and put me in about row Z.
Yeah.
I'm like, geez, welcome to the Premiership.
Is that what it, I mean, what a unit he was.
What, I mean.
What a player, though, as well.
Yeah,
him and Bruce were unbelievable, weren't they? Yeah. Without even being dead athletic or quick.
Well, that's it, yeah.
Nothing got past him, he's just a proper all-ass.
Like he could read the game, yeah.
And then, obviously, full-back. Who was it? It would have been Erwin, wouldn't it? Erwin left-back.
I don't know
whether
it was Neville right-back.
Yeah, Neville would have been in the team by then,
wouldn't he? But the others were like, I'm sure Keane played, Cantona, Giggs, Sharp. Had some team, Schmeichel.
Yeah, unbelievable. Yeah. What was the feeling like? Is it a blur or do you remember it sort of like clear as day?
I can remember it. I remember, I don't know, it couldn't have been Amakachi because he would have left, wouldn't he?
Wasn't that a French fella, was it?
Yeah, no.
Michel Mada,
no,
remember
no,
him?
No, I'll have to think of his name.
Bakayoko.
That's it, Bakayoko.
Ibrahima Bakayoko.
Yeah,
was
and
it,
he
yeah.
should have squared one to me. I reckon I would have got a shot off, you know what I mean? I was fuming.
He was about £9 million, didn't he? He was from Marseille or something.
Yeah.
I think they bought him off the back of Champ Manager, didn't he? Because he was unbelievable. He was unbelievable on Champ Manager, weren't he, I think. So what, he could have put you in and...
Yeah, I was fuming.
Oh, no way. No, imagine that, a little debut goal at all time. What did it end up? What scored?
We got beat 2-0.
Yeah.
Yeah. But as you say, man, you at the time were unbelievable. You know what I mean?
So... within your contract there, did you have a little, any bonuses for like appearances and things like that?
Yeah, so obviously being a young kid, a lot of your contract is just bonus based and appearance based. So say every 10 games, first team starts or something, it'd go up a little bit.
Always right, yeah. So every little step on the pitches are a bonus, isn't it?
Because back then, I'm sure they only had like 3 subs and that or 5 subs, you know what I mean? So you wanted a shirt.
Yeah, no, it's completely different now, isn't it? It's completely different. So, how are you finding it? Mixing with the likes of them, obviously the Premiership's early greats, basically.
Yeah, I mean, obviously you've watched them because they just live and breathe football, don't you? But I'm always thinking, oh, get me there, I can play at that level, know what I mean? But I don't know. Once you're there, it's completely so fast and like thinking, wow, this is not what I expected.
Yeah,
and it's tough, know what I mean? I'm not scoring. First start, I think, was Chef Wed at home. I think I won a pen and I bit the bar. I thought, if that had gone in, might have just lifted a bit of pressure on me, you know what I mean? Because I didn't score for a while.
Yeah, yeah.
I just feel the pressure building. So, yeah, it was tougher than I thought, to be honest.
How did you find the fans, like, encouraging?
Yeah, the fans have always been boss with me, you know what I mean? Give me time and all that, but all fans will get sick one day, you know what I mean, as it carries on. Then the longer it went. And, yeah, it didn't pan out how I wanted it to, how I dreamed of it. It'll be, you know what I mean? But I pay for the team of love.
Yeah, it's unbelievable.
Yeah.
So when you're around in and around the first team, and obviously Everton have got hopes for you, if they're loaning you out to other teams, are they open? Obviously you go there and get it, play first team footy, and he can call you back and when's needed. And
I went to City on loan to get some fitness because I shattered my ankle.
Yeah.
So I was out for nearly a season.
Did you do that in a game or was it training?
Yeah, so the gaffer Joe Royals pulled me on the day before Christmas Eve. Said I was being out with an hamstring injury, and he was like, "How are you feeling?" I said, "Like, I'm sweet, I'm good." He said, "I want you to start Boxing Day against Man U. We've had a couple of injuries."
Yeah.
I'm like, "Sand." He said, "I'll arrange a behind closed door game at Belfield against a Tranmere youth team. Just give me 60 minutes, just get a bit of fitness."
Yeah.
I was like, "Yeah, it's sound."
Shake the cobwebs.
Yeah, yeah. So Christmas Eve, playing 9 minutes into it, some young kid's gone over the ball and just ripped me ankle to bits. You know what I mean? So I broke it in like three different parts. Lying there, Granty's come over in his flip-flops because he's watching it, he's playing on Boxing Day. He's trying to get me to walk off on my broken ankle. I said, "I can't walk on it." So then I've gone to Aussie, you know, and then that's me then for the rest of the season, know what I mean?
Yeah, so what Devoured. Everyone says about like injuries and it just being like a lonely place, is it, how bad is it for the
problem? Horrible. That was my first like major long-term injury, you know what I mean? Everton ended up sending me away on holiday for 2 weeks because they said, "Well, I can't have you round the club anymore," because I was just like, just in a bad mood all the time, just like a bear with a sore head. So, and you see everyone, you just want to be out there, know what I mean?
Yeah.
So it's frustrating, but it's part of the game.
So was it, the rehab from that, was it just all indoor stuff?
It was all indoor stuff. The only good thing to come out of it, I would come to a point where I could run, but I still couldn't strike a ball with my right foot. And I was right-footed, so I could do loads of work with the physio, but I could only use my left.
Yeah.
So my left could become just as good as my right towards the end.
Yeah,
so that's the one good thing. But back now, I think it's different as well. You have like your psychiatrist or whatever, or people to help you. I had no one then, know what I mean? The physio was too busy. We had one physio and one assistant physio who used to come in match days and that.
Yeah. And if there's someone in there they've paid big money for, they're trying to fix him, aren't they? Because the pressure's on them.
Exactly.
To
or if someone's closer to getting fit and the manager wants them back, you're long term, you're just like, last in the queue.
You'll come back when you're it heals itself, basically.
So they'll be marked you as next season, so there's no point in spending too much time on you then, and you just feel left out and not part of it.
So once you recovered from that, so you'd gone to City to get sharp, and obviously it's not the city it is now.
No.
But what was it like leaving like what you were used to go and play with like a different set of lads and
yeah, it was. I mean, Joe Royal took me there, so I knew the manager liked me. It's always a good thing, isn't it, if the manager likes you. And I wasn't there long, but I met a couple of good mates there and that, and Gota was there then.
Was Granty there by then? No.
No, I don't think Granty was there.
He'd gone a bit later on, yeah.
So, I mean, obviously it's hard when you're a blue, just leaving the club to go and put another shirt on.
Yeah, it's
the first time I'd ever done it.
Yeah.
But I felt as though it's up the road. The manager likes me. I thought I was just going to go there to get fit, and I was coming back to the first team, know what I mean?
Yeah.
But then City ended up putting a bid in for me, but Everton rejected it, so I was like, oh, they must want me. Still see a future here, so I went back.
Yeah, so were you just travelling that? Just driving in
it?
Yeah, yeah.
It's only up the road, wasn't it? So like the old main road, it's just like Goodison.
Yeah, it's not a bosh. Yeah. So then you've gone back. Hopes to get back in and around the first team. What are you doing? Just training hard, trying to impress?
Just trying to get back in the first team, but it's just not happening, know what I mean, for me. Deep down, I should have known, I should have moved on earlier.
Yeah.
But obviously, you don't want to,
Did you have offers to go elsewhere besides City?
I went down to Portsmouth. I had talks with Ball down at Portsmouth.
Oh, yeah.
But it was so far, and I was just like,
in his little flat cap, did he have his flat cap?
He didn't have it on that, but we didn't see eye to eye on our contract talk, so that worked, that fell through. And then Walter Smith was fuming with me over that because he wanted me out, Walter Smith.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then went to Wolves.
Who was in charge of Wolves at the time?
It was Colin Lee.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
So Colin Lee come in for me to go on loan, went on loan for a month, first game, live on Sky against Man City of all teams, Friday night footy, scored twice on my debut for them.
Bostar.
So Bostar thought that smashed it here. Scored a few more, and then they put a bid in for me, and Everton was accepted it, and I was made up then, because it was a new start, so the fans were behind me. Just to get out of the city as well, the pressure, you know what I mean? You know what it's like here. Yeah. Everyone eats, sleeps, drinks people, football.
I don't think anyone would ever understand what that's like.
Yeah.
I mean, it sound, if you're flying, it sound, but that's got pressure. But if you're in a bit of a rut and the pressure's on,
that's you it. Know. Well, that's it. That was the, exactly me. If you're flying, you're made up sort of thing. But if you're struggling, it's on the telly, it's in the echo, it's people are talking about
it. Your mates just support the team, you're playing
just non-stop.
For them,
yeah. I mean, obviously there was no social media then, but thank God there wasn't, but it was bad enough as it was. So I felt, just get out of Liverpool, get to Wolves, I just felt a new lease of life sort of thing. So, and I've done well there,
So you're going there, hoping to be the new Steve Bull, banging loads of goals in, isn't it?
His boss, but he used to come in and take the forwards sometimes and all that. He was strong, so strong. He used to join in sometimes. Yeah. Strongest man.
It was mad. He's always like in the England squad, but he was playing in like the second division then, or the first division, however you want to put it. I always remember their goalie as well, that Mickey Stoll.
My uncle
Mike Stoll, yeah. And the song they used to sing. My uncle supported them. I remember he used to sing he's up Mickey Stoll in the goal, I used to have a little soft spot for Wolves myself. Yeah. I had a signed Steve Bull poster once. So was it a case of it? So did you have an agent at the time, Mike, then?
I just used the PFA.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So what did they do? Send someone to sort of represent you? Like
because we're all members of the PFA, then we have access to PFA's agents. And
so could it be a different, like I
keep the same one.
Oh, yeah, signed, yeah.
So you must be a signed one, and then that's it.
Yeah. So what's it like going to, like, sort of negotiate a contract? How do you approach it? Do you turn up, like, bullish, or are you just thinking?
Well, it's mad, because you're not really there. Well, I wasn't. It was like, he'd go into the manager, come out to me, to and fro. So you're just sitting there waiting to see what he's coming back with.
Yeah, no way. I always wondered, like, how would that, you know, do you just sit there, like, sort of smirking or thinking, I'm fucking signing that. Or, I'll have a go with that.
Well, that's what happened when I went down to Portsmouth. Like, Alan Ball met us and they were talking, and it's just not happening. We're like a million miles away. And he's come back. He said, this is the final offer. I said, no, let's go. We just walked off. And that was it.
Yeah. So well, you sort of know what you want, don't you? They must half know.
Yeah.
And then they just either try it on. But you hear stories, don't you? We've had lads on the pod before, and they walk in and the clubs offered them double what they were expecting them to offer. So they go, I'll sign that. They're walking out like, get in. I suppose it's like,
I had a mate who signed for Rangers, and he ended up with a 3-year when he should have only been a 2-year on £20,000 a week. And they ended up giving him a 3-year. He didn't say nothing, walked out, signed it.
Yeah, that's right. The way to do it. So how did you find that level of footy then, compared to obviously playing against Man United and all that?
It was a big difference. Yeah. In the Premiership, obviously I was quick, know what I mean? That was my main attribute, and I was quick. But in the Premiership, everyone's as fast as you.
Yeah.
And stronger.
Yeah, so, I know what you mean there. So you've gone from being like the quickest at your age group.
Yeah.
To going in and thinking, wow.
I'm thinking, I'm going to go past him. And he's like, where? How's he next to me still? It's just completely different, know what I mean? I didn't realise the actual gulf of it, the difference. So in the Championship it was easier for me.
Yeah.
Yeah, so maybe that was my standard.
What about like the style of footy, though? Because everyone's saying, like, you know, it's a million miles an hour. And people have said, well, you get more time in the Prem. But You've also got to do things quicker, if you know. You might get
more
time.
If you get
more
time, but when you're in the Prem, you've got to think quicker. Jeez, everything's a million miles an hour. When it's time to switch on, when the ball's around you or you're getting involved in it, might have more time when the ball's the other end of the field or that, but when it's time to get involved, it's so quick.
Yeah.
Yeah, but the Championship, it was okay. I mean, Wolves, we had a massive pitch. So yeah. We used to just play to my strengths, hit it down the side.
What was squad standard like? He was there at the time when you first rolled in.
Steve Sedgley, remember Steve Sedgley? Achambayi.
Yeah.
Player he was.
Was he still a monster then?
Monster. Used to
wasn't
sit,
that who Leicester signed him off? Yeah, Wolves, running 5 mil or something.
Yeah, and he took his top off that time. He scored. Sank. Used to sit next to me in the changes, and he'd get the team sheet, and he'd go, "Branchy, we should have bullied today."
He used to say, "Yeah,
anyone as long as not me."
Yeah, he was massive him.
Yeah, but he was such a nice fella off the pitch.
Was he? Yeah.
Kevin Muscat, he was one of my best mates there.
Was he the skipper?
He's
through some bad tackles in over the years, hasn't he? Muscat.
Got voted the most hated man in football or something, didn't he? But such a nice fella off the pitch, but crazy. He told me a story once. He said he was on loan at Crystal Palace. He said, over from Australia. So he's trying to get a contract. He's playing. He said, and everyone's going on about this young kid playing for Everton. I said, we're playing Everton next week. I'm going to smash this lad's legs. I'm going to do him, make a name for myself. He said, it was only you. He said, you were sub. You come on at half time. He said, I couldn't quite catch you. He said, I was going to do you.
Lucky for you.
I was like, what?
Yeah, he's done. What was the tackle that he done? And I remember thinking, oh, no.
He done one on Bellamy. Broke Bellamy's leg, didn't he? He's been taken to court on another lad's leg.
Was he just nut? Was it just see red on the pitch?
See red, yeah. Such a nice fella off the pitch, like madness.
Split personality when he crossed the line.
Yeah.
So, Wolves, obviously you had a dream start. You're finding it okay.
Yeah, I'm finding it good.
Are you thinking to yourself that right? That's me settled here. Did you move down there?
Yeah, moved down there. Signed a 3-year contract. Moved down there. Everything's going good. We should have made the playoffs. We didn't make the playoffs. And Conley gets sacked.
The pressure's on when you don't make them playoffs in the championship.
Wolves are a big club, know what I mean, down there. Yeah. So he's got sacked, and then Dave Jones has come in. Scouser, I'm thinking Sam. Scouser's going to look after me and all that. Say he comes in for 3 months to go this season or something. Said, yeah, sound. Next year we look at a new contract in the summer, which I got played the year that year at Wolves. I'm in Mexico on holiday, and then... I'm playing right wing now for Wolves.
Yeah.
And I look in the paper and Wolves signed Sean Newton for $7 million right wing. I'm like, wow, it's my position.
Just while you're away?
Yeah, just out of the way.
So sipping on a pina colada, me thinking, no.
Spoiled me holiday. Come back, got injured pre-season and all that, and it's just snowballed from there. My attitude isn't great.
Was that something at the time... Did you know that, or did you feel that, or is that in hindsight?
Just in hindsight, looking back, I'm young and thinking, I know what's best, and I've lost my head with the manager. Yeah.
I was saying about when you think sometimes of a scout is coming in and he's gonna be sad. And someone's been on the pod. I can't remember. And I said Dave Jones, he was good managing him, weren't he? And he went, he was, but he was a prick.
Yeah.
At the same time, you know what I mean? Who was he? I can't remember. I've done that many now. And I went, good manager him. And he went, nah, he was horrible. And he said he almost didn't like Scousers in a weird way.
I mean, I just thought, I'm in here, and me and Scouser will look after each other and that, but just didn't click. And then my head's gone. My head's fell off. I'm down there. I'm not playing. Just going out all the time. This is.
So when you're not playing, are you not even in squads? Or
I fell out with him now. So now he's got me training on my own and that. I'm just being disruptive, which isn't great. But I wanted to move. They wouldn't let me go. They were asking too much at times. So just stuck.
How does it work that sort of, going train on your own, and then you're obviously then your attitude. It can't be good. I've heard the people say before, you kill them with kindness and that.
Yeah.
And you're just going and saying, what can I do today and all that, but. You know, it depends what sort of character you are, doesn't it?
Well, that's it. I mean, it can't be good for anyone. It can't be both good for either side, can it? So it used to get me down, to be honest with you.
I can't believe it's allowed me.
I'm not sure it is now. I think, the PFA brought something in that we have to train with so many pros or we can refuse to train.
But yeah, I mean, because removing someone from the group...
Yeah,
you know, not necessarily based on ability, just because you think they're a problem or whatever, can't be good for mental health of young lads.
No, exactly. And I mean, don't get me wrong, I was no angel at the time either. So I have always said if I do whatever bump into him, I do need to apologise to him for some of my behaviour. You know what I mean?
Yeah, well, you might need to apologise to you as well.
Yeah, true.
So why wouldn't he sell you then?
I think it was just a bit of everything. I was on good money there as well, so I was in no major rush to move either.
In hindsight, is that another one that could have been detrimental? The quicker you're out of that situation and sort of...
Well, but at first they were asking for money and people weren't prepared to pay what they were asking, so I was just like stuck, used lower dad. You know what it's like, just...
So what were the options then? Where could you go?
So I went to Redden for a bit down there.
Yeah.
Quite enjoyed it down there. Redden actually just got the new stadium and all that.
Who was in charge of them?
Pardew. Yeah, so he was down there. I think they'd be like in League One at the time.
Yeah, and what was the standard there? Was it all just like, did you find it like much of a muchness below the Prem? Did you think the standards were all sort of similar? There was just better, like a better caliber of player in each division?
No, it just started dropping the standard each league, definitely.
More long ball and...
Yeah, just, I don't know, you'd expect people to know stuff and they're just not as quick.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I think that's the biggest, I'd say, apart from the speed of things, it's decision making, how quick people can make decisions.
Then
I did, that didn't work out at Redden. I was only on there loan. I went there for a loan period, a month's loan, but didn't like it. So
what can you do in a month?
I know. So then I come back and ended up signing for Bradford.
Yeah.
For a year. So that was decent, to be fair. Scored a few goals up there. I only signed a 1-year contract. And then I moved on to Chester, finished at Chester.
So when you're at Bradford, what division was that then?
That was Championship.
Championship, yeah.
Yeah. I scored a few goals there. I enjoyed it, to be fair.
Who was Gaffer there then? Who was
Brian Robson come halfway through the season.
Yeah, that was a mad one, mate. Mad one for you. Yeah. What was he like? Just old school, proper old school?
I didn't see eye to eye.
No?
No, I think it was... maybe the Manchester Liverpool thing.
Yeah, possibly. Yeah. Yeah. So that's probably done you in honest, straight away. But then again, I'm going to say he'd have left United, wouldn't he, when you made your debut? He'd have probably been gone. He's probably in charge of Borough or someone by then, wouldn't he? But who was playing for Bradford at the time? Who was in the...
Windass.
Oh, yeah. Obviously scoring all his goals.
Because they had a few quid, didn't they, before, when they were in the Premiership?
Yeah.
Ashley Ward.
Yeah,
he was still on big money there. A few of them who had played in the Premiership were still
there. Who was the winger they had? Black lad, Lawrence.
Yeah, I remember him.
And he used to dye his hair white and red and all that. He was lightning money.
Yeah.
Winger, yeah. He was decent. Remember Bradford?
Was there as well.
Bradford at Anfield and Winders swatted the ball and hit that Jeff Winter in the back of the head. He kicked it back to someone, nearly knocked him out. He proper startled him.
Yeah,
but he was a player, wasn't he? Dean Winders.
Yeah.
Big unit. Big. It was like not taking the piss, but like a, it was like a poor man Shearer, wasn't he? If you know what I mean.
Yeah, yeah.
He was like
wasn't the most agile, was he?
Yeah,
couldn't get around, but he could score, yeah.
Yeah, he knew where the net was.
Yeah, definitely.
So, Chester, how did that sort of come about? You're looking to just sort of get home and keep earning and living?
Yeah, I'm dropping down divisions now. I'm not enjoying it. I'm just going through the motions sort of thing, which isn't nice to say, but...
Well, look, that's what it is, isn't it?
Yeah, I've played at the top and now I'm dropping down. I'm not enjoying it, you know what I mean, one bit. But obviously I need to earn a living and that. And then, but Chester was okay, you know. I ended up captain there. I had Keith Kerr. He was at Wolves with me.
So didn't he take over from Wrighty?
Then Wrighty come back.
Yeah.
Ian Rush was the manager there as well one time. So I got on with them. So that was good. I remember Rushy one time, I'm injured. I'm on the treatment table and the lads are all coming back. So we train somewhere else, but if you're getting treatment, you'd be at the ground.
Yeah, go back to
the ground. So they're coming back to get changed. They're going, Branchy, the gaffer's joined in today. He was on fire.
Yeah.
It's like, was he? He's like, yeah. So he come into the treatment room. He's gone, Branchy, should have seen me today. I was on fire. Banging him in left, right and centre. It was just like playing against Everton again.
Yeah, that's what he said.
My head fell off.
No, what, mate. Finishing. Rushy for it in them corners was absolutely electric.
Yeah.
Electric, mate. So... what was the standard like at Chester?
It's still decent, you know what I mean? I'm getting on. I'm not looking after myself as much as I should be.
Yeah.
So
was Kev Ellie there then?
Kev Ellie, yeah.
I'm sure, because he said about Rushy was in charge.
Kev Ellie, little Stephen Bourne, Lowie, Ryan Lowe.
Lowie, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So we had a decent little team, you know.
Yeah, boss. And with Vaughan's in charge then as well,
Stephen's
yeah.
Big Stephen's in charge. So yeah, it signed a 3-year. But then after like 2 years, I just phoned up one day and said, I'm not coming in no more. Just couldn't do it no more.
What did he say to that?
He said, you're joking on. He was like, no.
Had your head just completely gone with footy?
Yeah.
Is it because, obviously, National School, Lily Shaw, Everton, City, after Wolves, and it sort of soured?
It's just going downhill and I'm just not enjoying it. It's a struggle now. And it's like, I know people might not want to hear this, but it's a job at the end of the day as well.
Yeah.
If you're getting up every day dreading it, you're not going to perform.
Yeah.
I was going through the motions and I was like, nah, probably drinking too much as well at the time.
Do you think it's one of them where, like, if the help was available then to speak to someone, what would you have went down that road? Or
I don't think I would have got that far. I think if the help would have been there earlier, yeah. Because just sort of all or nothing. It was like, I'm enjoying it, I'm not enjoying it, that's it.
Yeah.
But, now I'm sure, now do you have player welfare in place at Everton and all the other clubs, I'm sure.
Yeah.
We do bits with them now, with our player welfare stuff at the club. So it's completely changed now, but it's the same for everyone, so I can't use that as an excuse. Know
yeah,
what I, mean?
I know what you're saying, mate. So you phoned up and...
That was it. You phoned up and said...
Who was the gaffer when you spewed it? Righty again?
Yeah. So, but I phoned the chairman up.
Yeah, and just said, this isn't me. What did he try and phone you? Righty and say?
No. I think he just knew. You know, you can tell when someone's not enjoying in their heart's not in it.
Yeah, he's probably seen that before 100 times, yeah. I mean, and but especially like...
It's not fair on the fans either, if you're just going through the motions, know what I mean? It's like it's their club, yeah.
Yeah, they've got a boss little fan base, haven't they?
Yeah.
But I always... Keep a little eye out for Chester, but so what was it then? You basically walked, not walked away from the game, but you've thought, right, I've had enough of this. It's doing me in.
Yeah, I've just had enough. So that's it. After a week, I was bored, thinking, what am I gonna do now?
Yeah.
So I went and done my badges.
Do you have any help with that, or have you just got to basically just go on? Go and do it yourself.
Because I played in the Premiership, you could go on like a fast track course. So I went down to Keele University, like a residential, and done it there.
Yeah.
Got a job at Everton, under 14s, assistant manager.
Oh, right.
For a bit. But I didn't enjoy coaching either. It's like, I think everyone thinks, because you play football, the next step is coaching.
Yeah. Only if you like it, or if you feel you're good at it as well, yeah. I suppose.
I struggle with the parents side of it. All the parents thinking their kids are the best, and why isn't our kid play? I just can't.
Now you struggle with that in the amateur now.
I know.
helping run a couple of teams. Yeah. It's like that now.
So that wasn't for me. But I got to a point where I wasn't going to start doing anything I didn't enjoy. You know what I mean? I'd done that for long enough. So if I didn't like it, I wasn't going to do it.
Yeah.
I wanted to do stuff I enjoyed. So ended up going to Australia.
Oh, did you? Yeah, I didn't know that.
Lived in Australia for a couple of years. Played and coached out there for a bit.
How did you find that? Like, complete change of scenery?
It was sort of like amateur, so train twice a week and play for Sunday.
Yeah.
Dead easy. Really enjoyed it, obviously. Went with the family. Kids loved it and all that. Just like, started falling in love with the game again. Yeah. No pressure, just out there playing.
Loads of people go out there, don't they? And a few of the lads went out there and played, and obviously Fowler and Granty and that were out there.
Yeah,
running it. So did that sort of get you...
So then I was enjoying it, and we were on a 2-year visa. So then we decided, what should we do? We had houses in the UK, in England, in Liverpool. So I was like, let's go home, sell everything up, and just move out there permanently.
Yeah.
So I've come home. The rest is history. I made a couple of mistakes.
Yeah.
And but that's it.
So going from obviously a young lad without that much of a support network in place at the time, earning big money, signing got contracts and stuff like that. Is that sort of a problem for later life? Obviously, we don't need to go into everything that happens, and you've spoke about it openly.
Yeah.
once that starts like sort of coming away from you and you can feel it going away from you, are you still chasing, trying to get to that?
I feel as though maybe my ego, maybe I don't know, it's just you're expected to have this, you're expected and you haven't got, you're not playing football no more and you still want to keep up your appearances, yeah. Which isn't good. I realise that now in hindsight, you know what I mean? But you're still young and
But you put everything into footy, don't you?
Yeah.
The sort of like, I know now they talk about these fallbacks and you, but it wasn't like that then, was it? It was everything into footy. Next minute, you're in the Prem.
Yeah.
A couple of years later, a couple of bad injuries later, and then you're thinking, I don't even want to play footy anymore.
No, I know. What you do next?
Yeah.
So, but I do remember, the PFA coming in when I was 16, 17. They sat us all down, all the whiteies, and like,
This is what you should do.
Yeah, but you try telling someone that now. Now, I still speak to the same guy at the PFA, Osher Williams. He's been unbelievable with me. And he says, we still have the same problem we had with you like 30 years ago. It's how would you tell someone who's on, I wasn't on that money, but these young kids who are on 10 grand a week, haven't even touched the first team yet, but think they are going to start saving for a rainy day or start going to university in case you don't make it. They still have the same problem. It's just how do we get through to them?
Yeah, no, it's madness, isn't it? I remember I was going to get my knee done in Spire, in the one on the park, on the side of the park.
I've had a couple of ops in
there. I feel like I know the place inside out. And this was about 7, 8, even possibly 9 years ago or something. And I seen a young kid playing, who played for Liverpool. I won't say his name because it's probably, it's not fair. But he's pulled up next to me, in front of me, in a big Bosch car, big Merc Jeep.
Yeah.
And he's got the window down, he's swigging a milkshake in the window. Yeah. He just throws the milkshake out the window, splats all over the floor and that.
Yeah.
Gets out, walks in, and I'm like, fucking hell.
Yeah.
And I'm thinking to myself, I'm representing that, the fucking club I play a season ticket for here, this bastard, you know what I mean? Strolls in, I goes in, sitting next to him in the foyer, aren't I? He shouts his name, he goes, it's something wrong with his back, he goes in. And I'm thinking to myself, like, he's got too much.
Yeah.
He's nowhere, he might have played a couple of first team games in the Carling Cup or whatever then, but he's got too much too soon. And you know, he's throwing drinks out the window in the middle of a busy street and his window's down, he plays for Liverpool, people are going to see him, you know what I mean?
Yeah, exactly.
And you think, you know, have they got too much too soon, and is that detriment to them in the future? When see now this, I don't even know where this kid plays now.
Yeah, exactly.
And is he going to be on any type of dough? You know, and he's driving around in unbelievable cars when he's probably 18. No. It's not good for you, is it? It's not healthy, is it?
No, definitely not. I mean, obviously, back when I played, that there wasn't that kind of money in it then, but it can't be. You know what I mean? I mean, I wasn't on anywhere near what they're on, like 10 grand a week or whatever, not near the first team, but it's. Like, how do you value money if you've got it all that early? Yeah. And you know, every week or every month, it's getting put back into your bank every week. They can do whatever they want, and then when it stops. But I suppose it's always been like that, and the PFA do try the best with them, know what I mean, to try and educate them on this, but it's tough, isn't
it? What was it like for the gambling then, you know?
Yeah.
The card schools, and you hear stories, don't you? But obviously, Paul Mason talks about it quite openly, saying, I'd be going on an away trip and I've lost 60 grand in, like, by the time I've got from London to Birmingham.
Well, there was none of that where I played, as in that kind of money. And not really card schools. We'd play cards, but it wouldn't be for money. But there was, after training, the bookies or that, you know what I mean?
Yeah, something else to fill the day.
Something to fill the day. And again, I think it's completely different as well. The days are filled a bit more, but back then, being for a 10 start, you'd be done by one and then that's it. You're meant to be leave Belfield, know what I mean?
Yeah.
Whereas now your pros would stay and stay.
Yeah, two double sessions.
Yeah,
and triple sessions when Rafa was in charge.
So then you had the rest of your day to kill your mates in school or in work.
It's mad, isn't it? Your mates in school and you're sat there at 1 o'clock not knowing what to do. Swiddling your thumbs.
Yeah, exactly. So,
after the Australian, obviously, you said then you touched on it. You obviously had a bit of a bad experience. When you sort of out the other side of that?
Yeah.
Is your head clear then on you know, focusing on what you can do for yourself in your future?
Yeah. So while I'm away, I've got help for the first time. yeah. about like my head and all that, obviously my mental health and that. Seen a counsellor, and she just changed a few little tools and that, and changed everything, my thinking and that, and just come out, clear head, and just started to see, just do the next right thing really, and see how it goes.
Yeah.
So while I was away, I studied to be an accountant, passed my accountancy exams.
All right.
Come out, worked in the accountancy firm for a bit. That was over in Frodsham Ways, only a small firm. And then a job come up at Everton in the community. So Excellent. Went in there, give a bit back, start helping out.
Yeah, sort of full circle.
That's
full,
it. Full so circle, back, yeah, that's back what to I say, Mr. Everton, from eight, had all the jobs there, now back there. But I love it there. At the minute, I'm a support worker, so we help young kids who aren't in school or maybe they need just a little break from the school they're in. So they come to us 2 days a week. We do activities with them, some confidence building, whatever, relationship,
work,
knife crime stuff. So yeah, give them back.
To be honest, Everton, that side of things are just unbelievable, aren't they? They always, they have been for years, and I always say it, and I'll tip my hat to them. They're miles ahead of Liverpool. I think Liverpool have started up in the game the last 5 or 6 years, probably since Klopp's been in there. But Everton are just miles ahead of community stuff and projects and involving the kids and all that. And it's like, you know, the city badly needed.
Yeah.
They needed Liverpool to step up as well. I mean, I've been part of loads of fundraisers for different things, like people with serious illnesses and stuff. You go to Everton and my mate Andy always goes to Pat LeBone.
Yeah.
And she'll go, I'll get you something, no problem.
Of course,
and it's done. It's done. And obviously, you've got, there's Liverpool fellas who'll do that. Carrot, he'll get you something from his foundation, no problem. But Everton have always just been like more in touch with what's actually going on in the city, you know what I mean?
Because where the ground is, L4, it's like the third most deprived postcode in the country.
It's mad, isn't it?
It's crazy. You wouldn't know some of the stuff that's on your own doorstep.
Oh,
no, like,
no, it's insane.
So, I mean, we do, I think we've got 50 odd projects go from like young kids up to the veterans, you know what I mean, and the elderly. So
what's like a day in the life there then? Like what's your day?
So tomorrow we've got our older group in, so they'll be coming in for a 10 start. We'll do a workshop in the morning with them. I think it's a goal setting tomorrow, so see what they want to do in life, what goals, how can we help them,
encourage them to
if they want to learn about something. Say one lad wanted to be a fireman, so we set up a day to come see, go fire station, do a careers day there,
brilliant.
The last session, then in the afternoon we'll do something fun, so maybe rock climbing or something, because these kids don't do anything.
Get the chance to do what we class as normal. Normal
it's things. Sad. So they're a tough crowd, don't get me wrong. You can have some bad days with them.
Well, you're going to have like sort of behavioural issues, aren't you? Because sometimes...
And someone's never listened to them, know what I mean? What they need or what they want. And so it's a great project, 41 Footsteps it's called.
Yeah.
Because we used to be run from a house on Goodison called 41, at number 41. A fan bought it and donated it to the charity for us.
Oh, brilliant.
So we turned that into like a delivery house, PlayStation room, quiet room, classroom and that.
Yeah.
Yeah, so it's amazing.
So do you find that... Would you get more respect from them, or don't they know who you are because they're that young? Do they look at you and think, "Oh, he's half a scally him. He's all right." You can talk to them on a level.
Because we haven't got shirt and ties. I'm one of school teachers, and then as soon as we like introduce ourselves, they'll Google
So
that's it. So obviously, I've got two parts. I've got the trouble of being in, and I've got the football. So. They sort of like trust me, and they'll open up a little bit.
And
I've got.
And I suppose you've got that. You've got the strength of giving them like the do's and don'ts, haven't you?
This
is what you can. This is what you can achieve. This is what you don't want to do.
Mm-hmm.
And then if you do make mistakes, you can turn it around.
I was late tonight. Sorry for being late here, but I was doing mentoring tonight, so I do some voluntary work for a Merseyside-based charity called Time Matters.
Yeah.
So that's for, we give group support and individual support to the kids who've got parents in prison, or loved ones. Because they suffer, even though the parents have done.
Yeah, not half.
The kids suffer, so we give them some help. And it's a brilliant charity. It's only just been up a few years, but don't know, I've got a lot from it, giving back.
No, boss. So, yeah. So where can people sort of find that stuff, Michael?
So time after, I mean, it'll be on my Instagram as well. I'm going to start posting a bit more. I'm doing a half Ironman in May, so I'm going to do it for Time Matters charity. So I'll be posting a bit more on that.
We'll support you on that, mate. I've seen that you're doing a load of running, aren't you?
Yeah.
Do you feel sort of fitter now than you've ever been?
Yeah, I've been, you know, but...
Do you do more miles, but just not as quick, or are you quick? I'm still fast.
No, I'm joking. But I feel as though with my head, I have to keep exercising, so I have to run.
Yeah.
Running helps me out, so...
Gets the endorphins going, doesn't it?
Yeah, that's it. And I think my counsellor said it to me, all your life, you've done physical activity of a day.
Yeah. Regimented as well.
Yeah, so if you just stop, your body's going to start not feeling right. So I'm going to start something up. Well, I've just started. It's to do with like physical training and counselling, just a mixer of both of them.
Yeah,
great. So that'll be good. So I'll get some links to that as well.
Yeah, brilliant, mate. Send them over and I'll share them with you with all the listeners and that.
Yeah, but it's good.
So afterwards, I seen that. Tony Caveney said you're going to have a few goals with the APH vets. So another full circle back to your first team. Did you go and have a few games with the lads?
Yeah, I did. You know, I had a few games. Tougher than I thought, to be honest with you.
Yeah. The standard's good, isn't it?
Yeah, it's decent, isn't it?
The standard is good.
And
who did you go and play against, like to the Brit and that?
Oh, we didn't play the Brit. My mate Terry Murray, he plays for the Brit. I'm sure he would have liked to have played against me and kicked me.
Yeah, he definitely would, yeah.
Yeah.
Kick anyone, doesn't matter.
He wouldn't catch me, though, still. And Billy. Billy's still playing.
Boss.
Yeah, played one team from Kirby, though. Swear down, my shin pad snapped in off. Should have seen a tackle on me. I thought, that's me done now.
Yeah.
It's just like...
Was it the Copplehouse?
Yeah. Should have seen a tackle.
He had a few ex-pros played for them as well.
Yeah. And... because I love me running, me fitness, I thought, there's no point, you know what I mean, just playing. So we have a little staff team in work.
Yeah.
And we'll play other, like, companies or that, so.
Yeah, decent. So do you get to have a go on the facilities and that if you need to, you know?
At Finch Farm we can use now and then, but with COVID it's all a bit stopped.
Yeah, I'm not.
We were going into Walton Prison every week as well. We'd done a 12-week programme there with Everton in the community. We'd go in, take a bunch of lads, do some coaching with them. And then on the 12th week, we took our own staff team in to play them.
Yeah, decent.
That was good. Yeah.
Bet you've got an half-season team, Walton.
Decent, you know, decent.
Yeah, few good lads.
I think we finished 4-4. Yeah, it was good.
So when you went down for like APH, and what was it like being back now, like the lads and, you know, some of the characters there, your Caveneys, Jed Smith and all that, they're all top players
all
as well.
All good lads, top players. But I missed that bit as well, you know what I mean? So even though you're a footballer, people go, leave the clubs and move here and move there. And then to go back there, felt like I was young again, if that made sense. No, with your mates.
Yeah, yeah.
Just playing with your mates. Having banter.
Someone taking the piss out of you and that.
Yeah.
Getting back to that.
Decent little team, yeah.
So just pack it in just to make sure you could keep doing your running, which your farm was helping with you.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. I mean, I still enjoy my fitness and all that. I'm just doing my own PT and now as well, personal training, so...
Brilliant, mate. Well, make sure you send all the stuff over and I'll post it all, mate, and plug it for you as much as you can.
Definitely.
Like, should we have a go with trying to build a perfect footballer?
Oh.
It's hard, this. It's hard. It's hard. You've played with some crackers, though, but what I usually say to the lads who play predominantly pro, if you can throw one of the lads in here and there, just throw them in. If they deserve it, you know what I mean? Don't just throw them in willy-nilly. So I always start with left foot. Get that right up in your mouth, yeah. Left foot. Who are the best left foot you played with or against?
Inchcliffe.
Andy Inchcliffe. What a peg.
Yeah.
Hey, I tell you what, he threw some corners in him, some heavy corners. Was he at City when he went to City?
No, he wasn't there then. But when he hit the bar on my own debut, he was off his free kick.
Was he, yeah?
Yeah, he didn't off pick me out. I was like, oh.
He threw some naughty corners in him.
Yeah.
Especially definitely. In the derbies and big donkey. And I was like, wow. Scary. Right foot.
Right foot.
Who hit it clean? Who had like...
Obviously, the main one's Beckham. I played against Beckham. So I'd have to say him. But as mates playing...
When you come up against the likes of Beckham,
yeah,
and you're thinking, obviously you were quick, and he weren't that quick, but he could run, couldn't he? If you know what I mean,
had an engine on him.
When you've sort of got on his technique, in a game, do you think, wow, he hits a ball weird in, but unbelievable.
You just knew,
he was like destined to be a golden boy, weren't he?
Yeah, he had everything.
Scary.
So I'd go him, yeah. oh, Kanchelskis had a decent right foot. You know, I've never seen someone hit the ball as hard as him.
Yeah, was he just like a little tank?
Just hit it, wow, move everywhere.
I couldn't believe it. United sold him, you know. I know, obviously, they had Beckham coming through, but... And then he went to Fiorentina, wanted after him. Touch, who had the best touch?
Touch. You know what? Played with Jody Morris at Lillishaw.
He's
Frank Lampard's number two.
He was in that. We never touched on it before. When you went to England under 21s, when he had a look, he was in the team, wasn't he?
Yeah,
he was in the team. Yeah, he was technically brilliant, wasn't he?
Technically brilliant. Yeah. Anders Limpar.
Limpar, he was heavy, wasn't he?
Touch, definitely. So definitely them two.
When we had touch on that England game, so when I looked at it, you come on for Eski.
Eski, yeah.
Yeah, mad, isn't it?
Yeah.
Eski, Nicky Butt was in the team.
Okay.
Was it Michael Dubry? Marshall was the goalie.
Yeah, Norwich was he?
Yeah, and it was Poland. So
Poland.
How does that sort of come about? Does someone just give you? Who was the gaffer? Remember who
would
the gaffer was?
Peter Taylor, maybe.
Peter Taylor, yeah, because he brought loads of them through.
Yeah,
didn't he?
Yeah.
So when you're at Everton, there, do you just get a phone call, or does the gaffer come in and say, "Look,
the gaffer comes and sees you." Yeah, he's been called up.
Brilliant, that the 21s.
So I need to find all my caps. I can't find any of my caps. So I played all the England's. The only cap I'm missing is like the main one.
Yeah, like a full international.
So I've
gone
from 15s, 17s, 18s, 19s, 21s.
Yeah, boss. It's mad the way like Everton have produced them players who've done that. In a couple of years in between yourself, Franny,
yeah.
Wayne. Yeah. Just a little Ballie. Steps and Michael Bawley. He was Lillishaw, wasn't he?
Yeah. Still talk to Bawley. Good lad.
Yeah, good lad. Yeah. Right, so we go back on to skill. Who was the most skillful?
I remember playing for Wolves. We played away at Fulham. And we played Fulham away. It was a night game. And Sahar played for them.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh my God, he is unbelievable.
Yeah, he was though, wasn't he?
I come off that pitch thinking, I can't believe how good he was. Yeah,
he was top notch, Jim.
Yeah. Scary how good he was. I told everyone about him.
Yeah. He was decent for Everton, but he was when he went United and with Rooney, when he first linked up with Rooney and Van Nistelrooy. I remember for Fulham, we was just like thinking, wow, he's got Everton in him. Yeah. Injuries done him, didn't he, really?
Yeah,
injuries killed him off a bit. Heading ability, he was the monsters in the air.
Oh, I've got to go with Dunk.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've got to go with Big Dunk.
What was it like sort of partnering him, you know?
No, it was brilliant. I mean, he took me under his arms, wing, whatever you say, when I first joined and that. Yeah, it's good. Struggled a little bit when I first come out of prison and all that, you know, like getting back involved with the club and that.
Yeah.
So I went to Finch Farm one of the first times. It's one of my mates, Tom Kearney, he's down there coaching, and I bumped into Dunk.
Yeah.
And I was like, he's like, Branchy, what's happening? You're all right. Not long got out, and he's like, give me a hug. He was like, listen, the best of us is being to prison. Don't worry about it. It's over now. Forget about it. Move on.
Yeah.
And just to get that off him, knowing him, he was like, just a big relief sort of thing.
Yeah, boss.
It's all right. So
you can tell he's a good fella, Duncan. Yeah. He's a good egg, isn't he?
Yeah.
What about centre-halves you come up against? Were they just horrible? The ones who were absolutely... Units was just could you just not win it? It was an impossible.
Listen, Sol Campbell, listen, he was like a mountain, he was as quick as me, if not quicker. And he was just like, no point even turning up that day.
Yeah, no, look, when you look back at them, like old school type centre halves, like you said before, Bruce Pallister, Colin Enzi, you know, damn dead, even like Sammy Appiah, how are you competing for an header with them? How are you competing for headers with them?
I know, it's crazy.
Speed. Obviously, speed. You were quick. Yeah, you were quick yourself. No, everyone says it. Yeah. Absolute lightning.
Yeah.
Marlowe was lightning. He was lightning back in the day, wasn't he, Stewie?
Yeah. No, I'll take myself on speed. I'm back on myself.
Who was the competitors in Lillishaw and that? Who else was quick?
Quick. Wes Brown was quick.
Yeah. I remember Gerard saying about Wes Brown. At Lillishaw and that, and Gerard actually went and had a game for Man United.
Yeah.
And he said he ends up playing centre half with Wes Brown. Mad that.
Yeah.
Strength.
Strength. You know what? Left back at Wolves, Lee Naylor.
Oh, yeah.
Went to Celtic.
Yeah.
skinny as, but strong as anything. No one of them, just wiry as, but so strong.
So what, like, in terms of get his arms out, you're not getting
just hold it off or that, or get in front, just like...
Yeah, skinny power.
Yeah, it was just like, wow, where are you getting that from?
Yeah, I remember him.
Yeah, obviously, I just mentioned on Sol Campbell then, obviously, he's just a unit, though.
Yeah, it was like a heavyweight boxer.
Remember, I remember playing for Wolves against West Brom and Matty Carbon. I don't know if you ever remember Matty
Carbon.
Can't
remember him, mum.
And he's put me, we're both running down for the ball, being put in the corner. He's centred off. I can see him coming. He's fast, big lad. We've gone for a shoulder barge. I swear down. And I think I exited the ground and had to pay to get back in.
Whiplash. Yeah. Proper whiplash.
Like, no way.
Done, yeah.
Yeah.
Fittest. Who was in the best nick?
Fittest. Kevin Muscat.
Yeah.
At Wolves, yeah. I mean, he wasn't liked by many, but...
Train like an animal and tackle like one.
Yeah, yeah. But them Australians, then he just didn't stop running up and down. He could go out and be up till all hours drinking, come in the next day and still be there.
Yeah,
fittest.
Just one of them freaks. Yeah. Horrible,
Dave Watson as well. Dave Watson was super fit.
Was he, yeah?
No, all the running around Crocky Park when it was old school, just run till you'd be sick.
Yeah.
He was at the front all the time.
Was he, yeah?
Yeah.
No way, boss. Keepers.
Keepers. John O'Toole.
Yeah.
He was at Lillishaw with us. His boss, little keeper, when we were young. He come to Everton with us, but he didn't make the first team. Obviously, Nev, I've got a soft spot for Nev.
Yeah, boss. Yeah, probably, as I said before, probably the best goalie you've ever seen, Nev.
Yeah, I remember being sub one game. I think it was like the Carling Cup or the Milk Cup. One night game at Goodison. I was sub, didn't get on. Just went to get the bus home because we didn't have a car. Waiting at the bus stop, Nev's come back, said, "What are you doing?" I'm like, "I'm waiting for the bus to go home."
Yeah.
He's like, "You're not." I said, "I am." He said, "Get in."
Well, I'm sitting here for a laugh, then. I know.
I don't think you'd get it these days, would you? But yeah.
Well, boss, that. Who was the funniest? Who would like the madman?
Steve Sedgley.
Yeah.
Steve Sedgley, crazy.
Or is he just round the bend?
Just round the bend. Never met anyone round the bend.
Oh, mate. Just on the wind up all the time.
All the time.
Boss, mate. Yeah. Leadership. You know, set examples, that type.
Set examples, obviously Waggy.
Yeah.
Dave Watson.
Was he a good captain?
Yeah, he was. He gave me he took over for a little bit, didn't he? Interim manager, and gave me my start in the first derby.
Bosh.
Yeah, so that was made up with that. But yeah, he was, you'd go to war with him, know what I mean?
Yeah.
Gary Speed as well.
Yeah.
Great pro. Good leader. Yeah.
What about dirtiest Muscat?
Gotta go back to Muscat.
Without a doubt. It's his podcast,
yeah,
isn't it?
Definitely. Like,
the first Australian to be on Straight from the Off. What's the best goal you've seen scored? What's the best you've scored yourself? Any that stands out when you think it? Someone says, what's the best goal you've ever
obviously
scored?
Obviously, my first one for Everton stands out, but it's a tap in, but they all count.
Tap-ins are the best ones, mate.
Scored a decent one outside the box for Norwich. Against Norwich, sorry, at Molineux, the belter. Yeah.
What about team goals you've been involved in or seeing?
Team goals? No, I can't really think of any off the top of my head. Remember one game we played for Wolves against West Brom live on Sky and we beat them 3-0 and like every goal was a belter, know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think me, George and Adar and Achenbaye all scored and we were all belters.
Bosh. What was the hardest away fixture? Where did you dislike going the most?
Probably Birmingham away.
Yeah, horrible.
But yeah, it wasn't nice. Especially for Wolves, it's such a rivalry.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's one time that I'd probably say scared a little bit. Yeah.
Was that what it was like? That intimidating?
Yeah.
What was that thing that happened with you with Dave Besant?
Oh, jeez. Yeah, so we just had a misunderstanding.
What was it? You've sort of barred the ball going back or someone got out injured or something?
He said his player was injured. Put it out of play, then he didn't put it out of play, so I'm thinking play on.
Yeah. Yeah, it's up to the ref to stop the game.
Yeah, so
and then he's kicked off.
He's kicked off, yeah, the murder.
So what did you just put it in?
No, I still had to beat him, know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
So it wasn't as if like he just gave it to me. I got it, picked it up, ran and slotted it past him. And decent finish.
And he said he was saying he'd stopped.
Yeah, then it was murder.
Slotted past him.
He was murder in the tunnel and all that, but I had the big Achenbaye next to me, didn't I? So it was all right.
It's right. So weren't he trying to say, like, let us score and all that? Anyone
no,
coming up
that.
With all
no,
that?
No.
Remember that? Remember,
it happened, though, that, didn't
who
it?
Was it who done it? Steve Bruce, wasn't it? Steve Bruce take his team, his Sheffield United, Arsenal. Can't remember. Anyway, yeah. But did he let them score, didn't he? Off
yeah, something? I do remember that, actually. Yeah.
So, last question, mate. You've got to pick a partner for Knockout Pairs. Did you play Knockouts when you were younger? Knockout Pairs?
Yeah.
Got to pick a partner, mate, to go up against all the other pairs throughout the city.
Yeah.
Yeah. Who are you going to go for? I'll tell you who else was in that England squad. Davey Tomo.
Oh, Tomo, yeah.
And Cara picked Tomo as his partner. Yeah, he said them two ripping it up for the Liverpool youth. He was in that England squad. Nicky Button, yourself, and the likes.
Yeah, who am I taking in that? Oh, it's a tough question. Someone I played with.
Yeah, played with. Or, well, most people go for someone who they played with, but it can be with or against or whatever.
I'll go with Keith Andrews at Wolves.
Yeah.
He's a young Irish lad.
Yeah, I remember him, yeah.
Like the youngest captain at Wolves. Wow.
Did he play for Birmingham as well, him? Or Blackburn. Portsmouth?
Blackburn,
that was it, yeah. Blackburn, yeah.
Yeah. Remember he was only like 17 and Paul Lynch just signed for Wolves.
Yeah.
First training session, he just smashed Paul Lynch, put him like 6 foot in the air. He's like, you're not taking my place. Simple as that. He was brilliant, but like, he could play, he could do everything. He could run, he could tackle, he could score.
Yeah. I remember him now, yeah.
He had a bit of a nasty streak in him as well, so yeah, I'd take him.
Boss, yeah. Yeah. So you wouldn't lose out physically. So Muscat's not getting the shout now.
Is he too dirty
to play down here?
Leave me just playing, he'd be sent off.
No, it's brilliant. What was it like, sort of, Ince coming in? Know what that's standing, you know, all this, like, the governor talk and all that.
So towards the end of Wolves, we had got, like, Mark Kennedy come in.
Yeah.
Dennis Irwin, Paul Ince.
Yeah.
Paul Butler. So we had, like, some older pros come in. So it was good, you know what I mean?
Were you there at the time when... Keane walked the team out the tunnel.
No.
Because Ince had stayed behind, hadn't he?
Oh, had he? Ince always come out last, with his shirt off. Yeah, yeah.
And United were lined up there. Yeah, and Keane just went, right.
Was there, actually,
Keane just went, we're going.
Yeah.
And walks out. And the ref's like, what's he doing? And Keane just walks out. And then Ince comes with his top off and goes like, what's going on there? And the ref went, he wasn't waiting for you. But yeah, I remember them going there.
Yeah, so with the... Dennis Evans, what a pro he was as well. No, he'd done everything that Man U, but still, like,
yeah, he was up, train, yeah, what yeah. a player he yeah. was. You know, when people say about the best fullbacks he played in the Prem, he's up there, him. He was unbelievable. And he was wrong footed, weren't he? Right footed left back, weren't he?
Yeah.
Free kicks and pens and all that, but brilliant. Very, very glad that you've given us your time, Mike. I know you've come straight from work and all that. And, make sure you come to the premiere of Sunday Best when you're half full of shows us his Tom Cruise style interviews.
Don't.
Tell you what, he's in good nick, your dad, isn't he?
Yeah.
Is he racing you around the block, isn't
he? He's never been able to beat me in a race. No, but he is. He's in good nick, to be fair. Give me his due, yeah. Must be nearly 70 now.
He'll do you, man. You'll be getting done in next time you see him. But no, mate, I appreciate your time coming in
cheers,
it's great that you are still involved with football, mate, and with Everton in the community and stuff like that, and obviously you can pass on your pearls of wisdom to the younger generation, mate, and best of luck on your what is it exactly you're doing, the Ironman thing that you
said
before?
It's a half Ironman I'm going to do with me mate Anthony, so it's at Tin Island in May. I'm doing 6 actually in 5 months.
Are you? Yeah.
Yeah. So doing for the charity. I think it's like a 2 kilometer swim, then 80 kilometer bike ride, and a 21k run to finish.
Just the 80 and the 21, yeah, to finish.
Can't swim. Yeah. I've just joined Newfield to try and get fit.
It's right. Yeah, well, we keep us posted with all that, mate, and we'll push it all for you. Thanks for your time, Mike. Cheers, mate.
Cheers.